zone read as far as the linebackers holding the guy in your zone and handing him off? Has that improved, in your opinion? Is it still a work in progress?
You know, we still got a lot to clean up. I could say that we're not at our peak right now. We still have a lot to practice on, but, you know, that's what the season is for. The season's for improving and getting better.
Communication, it seemed like against Penn State, too, not just linebackers to linebackers, but to the secondary. It seemed like maybe just a half a second or a half a step difference made the difference between breaking up a pass and them getting a big play.
I don't think the communication was bad. I think they just had our card that game, and they just came out and executed more. I think our communication as well, we can have it get better, but, you know, I don't think that was a problem during the game. They just came out and executed more.
When you prepare for a guy like King Coulter, how different is it when you know that one minute he's in as a quarterback, then, you know, the next play, suddenly he's the guy that you're covering because he's lined up for you?
You know, just I don't think it's much preparation as far as, like, he plays two different positions. I just look at it as when he's at receiver, you know, we treat him like our receivers. And when he's at quarterback, we just treat him like a quarterback that can be explosive with his feet. So, you know, you just got to just make sure you just don't let him become a spark. You know, like you said, they do move him from quarterback and then receiver. So you just got to make sure you stay in tune and just treat him as the position that he's playing.
Is there one position that you feel he's better at when you watch him on film?
I honestly just think he's an overall good player. You know, he's pretty equal at both. He's pretty quick as a quarterback, so, you know, most quarterback is not that quick and that explosive. So I can say he has a little bit of an edge on quarterback. Thanks.